Hi, I'm Life Coach Mama, a life coach for moms who want to find more joy and more peace in their marriage and in their parenting. My husband and I have 8 kids. We love having a big family and often hear the phrase, "You've got your hands full." Come and join me as I interview moms of all ages and in all stages from around the world. Be encouraged, find inspiration and confidence that you can handle another kid. And if this is a topic that interests you, please check out my book, Have Another Kid Without Losing It, available for purchase today on Amazon by Lauren Loboda. All right, friends, welcome back. Today I have my friend Mary, and I'm so excited to be interviewing her about her family of origin. Mary grew up in a family of 13.
Yes, 13.
And I know for a lot of people that seems like such a big number, and it's almost double our kids' size. We have 7 at home now, so it is hard for even me to imagine. It seems huge. Yeah. So I can kind of relate to all the people who think our house is just unimaginable right now. And so, yeah, you're just going to have to inform us and educate us on it because a lot of us can't picture it, can't fathom it.
Right. Hard to picture how 13 people live in the same house.
I guess 15.
15, actually.
So usually I have people just, if you remember the names.
Of course.
And where you are, obviously, in the lineup. And then, you know, where you grew up, I think, is important, like the area that you grew up in. So we'll start with that.
Okay. So to start with the list of siblings, it would be Steve is the oldest. Then there's Paul, Phil, Pat, myself, Mary. Then there's Suzanne, Kathleen, Dan, Dave, Nicholas and Anthony, who are twins. Ben and Matthew. I can't believe I almost forgot Ben. Sorry, Ben. So you may have noticed too that there's a lot of boy names. Mm. So 10 boys and 3 girls.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got lucky that my sisters and I are all in a row.
Yeah.
Because we could have been spread out. It could have been one of us was the oldest, one of us was the youngest, but no, we were like this group of 3 girls right in between these 2 big clusters of boys.
Wow. Did it feel like a boy home or did you know any different?
So it did feel like a boy home.
Okay.
I definitely knew that was the case.
It's pretty obvious. Lots of burping and farting.
Well, that still goes on. I mean, I feel like my dad especially was very proud of his bodily functions. he still is. So I consider myself part of the older group.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with us, our main activity was swimming. Mm. There was a community pool.
Oh, wow.
Where we grew up.
Yeah.
And so since it was within biking distance, you know, I grew up in the era of like, get on your bike, see ya.
Right.
Go join the swim team.
Yeah. Well, how are mom and dad going to drive 13 kids around?
So. Right. And the younger siblings, baseball.
Okay.
Baseball was big deal.
But you could probably also walk to the field.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's true, actually. And that's actually still a very common meeting place for my family is to do events at the ball fields.
Aww.
We just like have this shortened lingo. Like, okay, where's the next get together? The fields. Meet you at the fields.
We are a team. We said that a lot.
Yeah. And we do play softball. Like all of us. Yeah. There's enough.
Oh,
people are right. We do have enough for a softball team.
Yeah.
So. Again, us in the older grouping, we were born and some of us spent more time than others living actually like in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And then when I was 4 or 5, we moved to Southern Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still considered greater Cincinnati, the tri-state area.
But, sure. Okay.
So we grew up in more rural Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the younger kids, that's all they know. That's all they know is rural Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you have a lot of land probably.
No.
Okay. I'm like, there are 2 kids. It must have been a farm.
Sorry. We get that question a lot. You know, but did you have all these kids to work a farm or a field? No. Actually, when my parents moved into the development that we grew up in, it was just starting out. Right. And it has exploded in that amount of, you know, it's exploded in the last 25 years. So almost being like a small town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But so no, we did, when I was little though, because it was still so new, mm-hmm. there was a lot of wood still. Oh, it wasn't developed. So
yeah,
we spent a lot of time in the woods. It was a lot of free play.
The construction hadn't started yet.
Okay. Now it does look a lot different.
Mm, so sure.
Yeah. The community is Hidden Valley Lake.
That's where we grew up.
Yeah. And definitely suburbia, but mm-hmm. just not as developed.
Yeah, I have this point. Image when you say in Indiana of you like husking the corn and
my high school.
But was I live in Ohio.
My high school was surrounded by cornfields.
Okay.
So we would get on a bus and it would take us an hour to get to our high school, which is actually in a different time zone.
Okay. wait, what?
Yeah. So our house was on Eastern time.
Right.
And then our high school was on
Central.
Central. Yeah. So my day would feel very long because
so
we were just right on that board before Indiana changed.
So you left at 7 and got there at 7 kind
of thing? Basically, yeah.
Okay.
But then the problem was coming home. The school would let out at like 3, but I'm not getting home till like almost 5 o'clock because I had an hour long bus ride.
Wow.
But yeah, because that area, so like we lived in this, you know, up and coming development.
Uh-huh.
But just outside of that was still, it was pretty rural. A common question that I have been asked throughout
isn't that funny?
My childhood and adulthood is people are very, very curious about the house that we grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a natural, you know, curiosity. How do you fit 15 people into a house?
Yeah. So how did you?
So the house I grew up in is a typical suburban two-story colonial.
Mm-hmm.
So people also, I guess, don't realize that I don't know if all 13 of us ever lived in the house at the same time.
Yeah.
So my brother was 24. My oldest brother was 24 when my youngest brother was born. I mean,
right.
I was 16 when Matthew was born.
Uh-huh.
So then you've got this older group of kids that have already, I think Steve was married.
Yeah.
Paul as well. I think he was living out west at that point. Phil and Pat, if they hadn't graduated high school, they were close. So I wish my mom was sitting here because she would know. She would know the top of her head.
So there was probably like 10 in the house.
10 or 11.
Yeah.
Maybe. But for brief times, because then we would, you know,
right,
stretch our wings and start our own. But it was just a 5-bedroom house. Mm-hmm. But so for me, it was a given since I was one of the girls.
Yeah.
I shared with my sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always had our own room. And then I think a couple of the boys' rooms had double bunk beds.
So a lot of people will ask, you know, what kind of vehicle do you have? And a friend reminded me that I did not put that in my new book, which made me laugh because that's not where my mind goes.
Yeah.
And she's like, my husband says, if we have one more, we'll have to get a different car.
Yeah.
And obviously the minivan, but in our family, the minivan doesn't even do it.
No, the minivan didn't work for my family either. So
tell me all about your cars.
Okay. That's I think it's a funny topic. Because there was a while there that there was a car just up on blocks in the yard. but our vehicle that we were all very excited to get that fit us all was a rideshare van, a 15-passenger rideshare van that my dad bought.
That's fun.
I was young enough that I don't know the full story about how he got it. But just one day there was this gray, like 2-tone gray. Gigantic. Didn't even know they made vans that big. Because when you went inside of it, I think it was 2 bucket seats, or that's what they call those, right?
The
passenger seats, right? And I think it was 3 benches.
Okay. Yeah.
So that was our main getting around vehicle. And we took that to South Dakota. Camping trips, and my brothers would sleep.
Okay.
And that, while the rest of us slept in tents. And so it was.
That's awesome.
It's versatile.
And then at some point people started driving.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's actually a topic that now as adults, we share stories and laugh about the cars that we drove.
Yeah.
I drove a hand-me-down from my brother, a 1986 CRX that was, it was a disaster. It had no business being on the road. That's what I drove. Makes sense in a big family, right, to have these tiny hatchbacks. My older brother at one point drove a Fiero, like an old
two-seater.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember them all. Every car had a nickname. Yeah. My oldest brother drove a blue Renault. That's how you say that, right?
I don't know. I know nothing about cars. I'm just like, okay, Mary. You could say any name.
Any name. Totally like, yeah, that's what we had. Right. I feel like I don't know what I should share because I don't know if it was legal, the stuff that we did.
It's okay.
Like,
it's over.
We pull up to church and my dad opened the hatchback and kids would literally just like come out of the hatchback. I mean, I think it was like, it was a 5-seater car, maybe the two up front and then maybe three for the back, but yeah. We'd fit 9 in it.
Oh, I think the whole world can tell those stories. I remember my grandmother holding me in the front seat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even like, oh, the car seats were different. It's like, you weren't even buckled. There weren't even really car seats. Right. They were like little chairs that right. So you talked about vacation. That's another one I wanted to ask you.
Vacation.
I don't know.
I think having a family of 15 is what led to us camping. Can you imagine my dad would like rent out a wing at a hotel?
Right.
Right.
So eight rooms.
We camped. Those were our vacation.
But all the way to South Dakota is pretty.
We did go to South Dakota in that van, which unfortunately had a heating problem, I guess I should say it had a cooling problem because we went in August. I remember because it was my 10th birthday. I turned 10 that August and it was South Dakota. 2 days in a car where something went wrong with the engine the van was overheating. So we couldn't have the air on, but to keep it from breaking down, we had to have the heat on. So,
Oh gosh.
And those vans were the kind of windows that only like popped open.
A couple inches.
You know what I mean? Where that funny little latch thing.
You push it out.
Yeah. You're just like,
oh,
this is
all dying of heat exhaustion. Well, you survived.
We survived.
And you talked about sports because that's a big one today. Mm-hmm. Like people feel very overwhelmed driving all their kids to all the things, even feeling with one or two kids. Like if you're on a travel team, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you said the first half did swimming, second half did baseball.
Yeah.
So, and then school, did you do public school or private school?
We did public. Well, okay. A couple of my older brothers, I think, did private in Cincinnati for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
But then, it was mostly public.
Mm-hmm.
I never went to a private school.
Yeah. And then how about college? That's a big question for people.
Yeah. College was one of those things that if you wanted to go, you better figure that out.
Right. That's on you.
It's on you. Yeah. And
which honestly, I have to say, in my personal opinion, is good for any child.
Yeah.
Because And of course, you could argue, like, you could help your kid this much, you can help your kid find scholarships, or you could loan out to your kid, but I think it's good to teach them that responsibility.
Yeah, I will say it was good for me.
Yeah.
I realized at a young age that if I wanted to go to college, I needed to start on that path early.
Mm-hmm.
So literally starting in 7th grade,
mm-hmm.
I took classes that helped me get high school credit, which then... By the time I was in high school, I took a class that helped me get college credit and kind of set myself up to hopefully get scholarships.
Uh-huh.
So I attended Purdue.
Oh, wow.
And so did two of my brothers. And then
it's a very good school.
Yeah. And other siblings went to other schools, Northern Kentucky, I think UC.
I think the stereotype might be that, you know, either don't go or you went to community college.
Oh, right.
There's so many of you, like.
Right. Yeah. No. You can definitely make it work for yourself. There's all kind of options to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Grants and scholarships and student loans. I mean, I worked and, you figure it out.
It's yeah.
Not being from a big family isn't preventative from seeking higher education.
Yeah. Right. And when was it that you realized like you had the big family? I mean,
when my mom started hitting double digits, like, I think this is unusual to have, like, telling people. I started to just notice the look on people's faces. And you're like, oh, she's pregnant with number 10 and 11? Oh, okay. That was the twins. The twins were number 10 and 11.
Okay.
And then I remember when she was pregnant with Matthew thinking 13. That's big. Like, that's... To say it with a teen attached, like, that's a big number.
Yeah.
My family was interviewed by the local paper when there was 11 of us.
Mm.
And I just can't remember how old I was.
Because there were 11 of you?
Yes. That was the point. It was like, I think the title was even like 11 is enough or something. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, Matthew. Who's 12?
Yeah, Ben. Ben is number 12.
11 was enough.
Yeah. I also was probably a little bit naive to it too, because I had cousins that also had 12. Kids who we spent a lot of time with.
Sure.
And they're also a very boy dominant family. They have 10 boys and 2 girls.
Okay.
And what are the chances that one of their daughters lines up to the ages of me and my sisters?
Yeah. So in a way it was your normal.
Yeah.
But then you also realized it wasn't
right.
Other people's.
Right.
Yeah. And then were the reactions different as you moved away, like you went to college, I'm sure.
Yeah. I actually went through a phase of being slightly embarrassed.
Sure.
Like that sounds foolish to
say. Well, we're all
now.
Embarrassed about our family.
Right, right. It was like,
who are those people?
I think I went through a phase of just being shy and feeling like when people found that out, I didn't like people thinking about me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
like, I'll just hide over here.
Yeah. But as I matured, I actually became very proud of it.
And
okay. Was like, yeah, you know, isn't that cool that my mom doesn't care what people think about her. I think that's a remarkable thing.
Mm-hmm. So. Wow. Well, we covered, oh my gosh, so much.
Yeah.
Cars and vacations and sports and activities and school and college. It's so inspiring to people because people just get really overwhelmed because children are so hard.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. Sorry. If you have one or two, I mean, another person being responsible for another.
That's what my mom would say that. I remember when I first had Lucy, my oldest, I would have moments of feeling like so overwhelmed by one child. Mm-hmm. Like, how am I so overwhelmed by one? My mom at 13, she's like, it's not even, she's like, for a lot of it, it's not even the number.
Right.
It's just, like you said, you're responsible for this other human being. Mm-hmm. And if their mood is off that day or whatever the situation is, that's.
It's completely, it takes everything out of you.
Yeah.
But you get a lot out of it, but it's not easy.
No.
So I think people just extrapolate that to like, I couldn't do this 13 times, but it's not necessarily that.
Right.
And so it's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
They don't have to have 13 kids. I mean, no one has to do anything.
Right.
But they can know that it's not going to be the same with the second and third. Like you kind of realize it gets easier in some ways.
Yeah, it does get easier in some ways. And the blessings are great. You know, I enjoy being from a big family, you know, especially as an adult. I can look back at my childhood and see, you know, the wonderful things that come from it. And, you know, we're all good friends as adults. And
yeah.
The family just keeps growing. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then I did want to ask how many nieces and nephews? So how many grandkids?
It's in the 50s. I don't know if it's quite 60 yet, maybe.
So, yeah. I wonder if your mom ever thought, like, one day I'll have 50-some grandkids.
Isn't that...
I mean, sure she did, but
yeah,
maybe she didn't. I don't know.
It's kind of amazing when you look at how much explosion has happened in a couple generations because her dad was an only child. So my grandpa was an only child. And from that has come, this huge family. So it's kind of crazy.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank
this
you for having
so
me.
This was so fun. And I am friends with Mary, but I've learned so much about her.
Oh.
So many great and wonderful things.
I'm telling you, you should have my dad up. You'll learn even more.
Okay, we're coming back with dad.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Lauren. Thank you, Mary. I'll be back, friends.